January 29th, 2015, St. Thomas Aquinas says, "Praise be to Jesus." When souls become consumed with self-love which is disordered, it is difficult at best to recognize and avoid sin in thought, word, and deed. This is because self-centered love leads the soul to choose what he wants, not what God wants. To live in holy love is to live in God's will. The soul who chooses holy love chooses to love God and neighbor first, and then self. If only world leaders would live and govern according to holy love. But, as it is, the weakness of self-centered love is governing many nations and institutions. Even worse is the guise of some leaders to use social change as a means of gaining more power for themselves. They speak and act as though they are helping underprivileged, but in truth, they are making them more dependent upon their faulty leadership. This is why it is so important that selfish hearts not be placed in leadership roles. Such hearts lead only towards their own advantage. Selfishness is the breeding ground for sin and faulty leadership. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 3, 14 through 19. The synopsis, prayer that by the power of the Holy Spirit, the love of Christ, which surpasses all knowledge, may be rooted in and fill all hearts. For this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory he may grant you to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Scripture verses asked to be read by St. Thomas Aquinas.